Hey, welcome. This lesson is called Automation for Stereo Motion, Intermediate Level, Focused for Drum and Bass. I'll walk you through practical Ableton device chains, exact settings, rack builds, and arrangement moves, so your tracks breathe wide without losing the low-end punch. Keep your ears ready. We'll move from monotight sub to wide, cinematic highs, and back again, all with controllable automation. First, what you'll learn and why it matters. You'll learn how to automate stereo movement on individual elements like hats, percussion, pads and vocals, and how to control width at the bus or master level. You'll build racks that morph between narrow and wide states, keep the sub locked in mono, and use automation to make pre-drops explode and drops land hard. For drum and bass, stereo motion adds excitement to fast grooves and creates space for heavy sub-bass. Controlled automation keeps things punchy for clubs but huge on headphones. Let's start with a non-negotiable prep step. Keep the low end solid. On your bass or instrument group, insert EQ8 and switch it to mid/side mode. On the side, put a high pass at around 120Hz with a 12 to 24 dB per octave slope that keeps anything under 120 mono. On the mid channel, leave the low end alone or add a small boost around 60 to 120 for body. Optionally, place a utility after the EQ and keep width at 100%. We'll automate that utility later. Remember, widening sub-frequencies creates phase issues. Don't do it. Now we'll build the hat and percussion chain. Tight groove with motion. Use a drum rack or audio clip for hats and percs. Insert EQ8 and high pass around 300 to 500Hz to clean mud. After that, put auto pan. Set the wave to sine. Rate to 1 over 8 or 1 over 16, sync to tempo, phase around 40 to 60%, and amount between 20 and 40%. For rolling hats, try 1 over 16 dotted or 1 over 32 for subtle fast motion. Add a utility with width at 100%, and send to return tracks for delay and reverb. Automation ideas here. Automate the auto pan amount from 0 to about 40% across a 4-bar riser to create increasing side motion. Also automate send A, your ping-pong delay send, from 0 dB to minus 6 dB in the last 2 bars before the drop, so you get bouncing stereo tails. On the ping-pong delay return, use sync mode with left at 1/16, right at 1/16 dotted, feedback around 20 to 35%, dry/wet around 20 to 30%, and high cut near 6 to 8 kHz to avoid sibilance. Always throw a high pass on the return to remove low frequencies being delayed. Next up, a pad and atmosphere rack controlled by macros so you can morph from narrow to wide. Create an audio effect rack with 3 chains called narrow, wide 1, and wide 2. Narrow chain, EQ8 with a high pass at 200Hz, utility width around 90%, light reverb sends, grain delay off, wide 1 chain, auto pan set to 1 over 8, amount 30 to 50%, phase 60%. Reverb with 2 to 3 second decay and a high cut around 6 kHz, utility width about 130%. Y2 chain, grain delay in sync mode, spray 7 to 10, left/right delay 3 to 10 milliseconds different, dry/wet around 25 to 35%, and a larger reverb with longer pre-delay. Map macro 1 to chain select from 0 to 127, so the macro morphs from narrow to wide 1 to wide 2. Map macro 2 to the rack utility width so you can globally nudge width. Automate macro 1 in the arrangement. Keep it at 0 in the intro. Move it to around 64 in the pre-drop and 127 for dramatic breakdown width. Grain delay settings that work. Spray around 7 to 10. Pitch 0. Grid at 1/16. And random left/right offsets. Reverb. Size 70 to 90%. Decay 2 to 3 seconds. Low cut around 400Hz. High cut 6 to 8 kHz. Dry/wet 20 to 30% per chain. The advantage here is you automate one macro and multiple parameters change musically. For synths and wobbles, we'll make a stereo spread rack using a hostile trick plus tiny detune. Create an audio effect rack, duplicate the chain into L and R. On the left chain pan about minus 40, and put a delay where the left delay is 0 milliseconds and the right delay is 8 to 12 milliseconds. On the right chain do the opposite. Add a tiny frequency shifter or pitch device on one chain with a detune of roughly plus or minus 0.5 to 3 cents. Map one macro to the pitch detune and to the delay time difference, and automate that macro to increase offset during rides or highlighted phrases. A note on Haas, keep delays super short, 5 to 20 milliseconds. For wobbles, 7 to 12 ms is subtle and safer. Anything longer becomes an echo and can smear transients and cause phase issues. Always check in mono. Toggle the macro and listen. if important elements disappear in mono, reduce delay or detune. Now master and group automation so your arrangement breathes. Create a group for drums, another for melodic elements, and on each put an audio effect rack with two chains, clean with utility width 100 and wide with utility width 140 to 160%, plus a subtle chorus or frequency shifter. Map chain selector to a macro. Automate that macro to place your sections. Narrow in the intro, blend toward wide in the pre-drop, snap to narrow for the drop hit for maximum impact, then open back to wide over two bars. That quick narrowing before a drop increases perceived punch for returns and sends. Automate return send levels, not just device wet knobs. Automate send gain sounds more natural and is easier to recall. Example. Automate send it to ping pong delay from -6 to -2 dB in the last bar of the pre-drop. This audio version is shortened for playback.